It's week two of the Texas high school football season, and the A&M Consolidated Tigers are in the Crosstown Showdown with the Bryan Vikings at Merrill Green Stadium. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Green, and we're having our weekly pregame conversation with Lee Fedora, the athletic director and head football coach of your A&M Consolidated Tigers. Thanks for joining us. Coach, we talked a little last week about the team being excited to suit up against a live opponent in a real game situation. However, during pregame warmups, the team had to return to the locker room due to lightning and weather. How did you keep the team focused during the delay?
Well, what I talked to the guys about doing that, we had this happen to us during Tua Days this year, and we sat in the locker room during Tua Days waiting for lightning to lay, and we got back out there, and some of the players were like, Coach, it's late, you know, this and that. And I said, it's going to get you ready for a game. Well, we did not expect this happening in our first ball game, but that's what it was. And I told the guys, whoever's going to stay the most focused is going to be the team that comes out and win. And I thought our guys did a great job keeping their focus.
Well, last week against the Colleen Ellison Eagles, offensively, the Tigers had over 400 yards of total offense, and the defense gave up 243 yards. Overall, what did you see as the bright spots in week one?
Well, what I was real pleased with on our offense, you know, we rushed for like 209 yards, and we threw for over 200 yards. We were very balanced, and what we were able to be balanced on was when they were trying to take the passing game away, we were able to run the football, and I thought Brian Darby did a great job running physically and doing that, and then I was very impressed with Justin Conrad at our receiver position. You know, he ended up with 6 catches for 74 yards. He was our leading receiver, and what it was great, you could see how they were taking around some of our big-time receivers, but that shows we got anybody and everybody. On the defense side, I thought overall we did a pretty good job. The one thing that we were not pleased with was when we came out the second half and allowed them to drive down there. And, you know, they caught a pass interference in the end zone on fourth down that, was kind of questionable. But like I told the kids, you can't let that affect you. But overall, I thought they did a good job.
Well, your quarterback, Gage Paul, was 14 for 23 for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. What did you think of Gage's performance, and what did you work on with him this week?
I think he did a real good job reading his keys and doing the things that he needed to do. However, there was a couple times when I had some routes tagged with it and that he just stayed with the tag route. And like I tell him, just because Coach Fedora calls a tag with it doesn't mean that's the play that's going to be there. You got to stay with the start of the play. And I think he got that corrected this week in practice and doing that. But if you saw early on, first couple series, we had a few blitzes they brought and a little bit of miscommunication on that. And he was able to get rid of the ball and things. But a lot of that, we put a lot of pressure on our quarterback because he calls all the blocking assignments on blitzes and that. And I thought he did a great job at our halftime adjustment.
We talked during the preseason quite often about all the weapons that the Tigers have offensively. Brian Darby had a really good game with 18 carries and 128 yards and a touchdown. Talk a little bit about Brian's maturity.
Well, I thought Brian did a real good job. What I was very pleased with is how he was poised and hitting it downhill. And if you go back and watch film, there was time there was 4 or 5 guys on him trying to pull him apart, and he still picked up 5 or 6 yards after that. The one thing, and Brian will tell you about this, you could see his physicality early on, but he got worn down in a hurry, you know, and started cramping up. But like I tell guys, in that first ball game, that's how it always is, because now you're playing a real game. It's live and that. And we did a good job this week getting conditioned and doing things we need to do. But I was very pleased the way he ran the football.
Well, and it seemed in that ball game that you had several players that carried the load in the backfield in addition to Darby. Walters and Love got quite a bit of playing time and made the most of it.
I'll be honest, I was pleased with both of those too. I thought they had some good runs and that type deal, and that always helps when you got backups like that to jump in. And, you know, I thought overall what I was very pleased with is how our O linemen did giving us in the running game. I thought they did a pretty good job on that. Now, of course, O linemen will always tell you Coach Fedora's going to tell us the bad things. You know, there was a few blitzes we didn't pick up or communicate early. There were some that we picked up, but we were just lazy in our feet, you know, getting to it. But overall, I was pleased with our offense.
Well, you mentioned a name earlier that we have not talked about in the top 4 receivers. However, Justin Conrad stepped up, and he led the receiving corps statistically. It's nice to know you have another set of hands out there that you can depend on.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've always thought Justin is the playmaker, you know, that type deal. And the great thing about Justin that I like about him is, you know, when we've been able to hurt people throwing the ball out to Devin and doing different things, when teams start taking him away, that's when it opens up for Justin and Ballin and that. But Justin is one of them guys. He runs great routes. He's got great hands, and he's also a physical guy. He's not afraid to come across the middle and get hit by somebody in that type deal. And I thought he had a great night for us.
Well, we've talked a lot last week about the unselfishness of the wide receivers. They're happy for each other no matter who gets a catch, who gets the touchdown. But all of that's not possible without the offensive line. I thought the offensive line did a good job gelling, communicating last week. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on the offensive line and their progress.
Well, what I was most pleased with about them is, you know, we made a few mistakes early on, but when we got them on the sideline and we brought them in at halftime, make the adjustments, I think the second half was a whole different game for us. It looked a lot better, and they did a good job. And, you know, you brought it up earlier about, you know, sometimes when receivers don't get the balls thrown to them, how are they going to play? But I thought our guys did good. Now, when you look at Devin, he only had two catches, but both of them were touchdowns. I mean, it just tells you stuff he can do. But it's great when we've got the balance that we need to where we can run it or throw it and come away with a W.
Well, before we turn our attention to the defense, let's talk a little bit about Colby McBurdy. You've got to be happy. I mean, the young man comes in. I know he's a senior. He's an experienced kicker, but it seemed to me like he was a little stronger this year. His extra points, he was 7 for 7 and was perfect on the evening.
He did a great job, and I was very impressed. If you watched his kickoff, a couple of them he kicked out of the end zone, that type deal on the depth. But he has a lot stronger leg. He's worked hard all summer long doing the different things, and I was very pleased with that because if you remember last year, there was a lot of PATs that we missed, and to go 7 for 7 and try to stay perfect in that was great. And there was a couple, if you look at it, and of course I know you saw it, there was a couple that they almost blocked. They were coming through quick, but he didn't let that get in his head. He kicked it straight through the middle and did a great job on that.
Well, defensively, there's no doubt that the Ellison quarterback Spillards was an athlete and a handful, and they also had some strong running backs, but I thought the aggressive play and penetration by the defensive line was strong, and your linebacking core and secondary really showed some improvement over last year.
Yeah, I think we did an overall good job. You know, one thing we talked to them about at halftime, we had a few missed tackles. You know, we got to wrap up, get them to the ground. But, you know, a couple of the guys that stood out are our top tacklers were, if I had to pick out our top three, you know, Kerry Brooks came out. He had 11 tackles. And Mikael Williams, our other linebacker, had 10 tackles. And Bryce Linder had 8 from the safety spot coming down. But I thought overall, you know, it was kind of – tough for us at the beginning because our starting D tackle went out with a torn ACL, but our backups came in, did their job, and did what we needed to do and kept fighting.
Well, speaking of Mikael Williams, finally, let's talk a little bit about him being the quarterback, if you will, of your defense. How did you think his performance was, not only in his play, but maybe his play calling?
I think Mikael did a great job in his communication, you know, and his job is once he sees the signal, he's got to let everybody else on the D-line, the linebackers know what we're doing and that. And when you watch it, he's the same guy that, you know, if we're doing it on field goal or field goal block, if we're doing it on punt return, punt block, he's the one calling it out after the coach gives him signal. And I think he's that quarterback on the field, and I've been very pleased with him.
Coach, no matter what the situation, this is just not another week of football for the Consol Tigers or the Bryan Vikings. It's the Crosstown Showdown. It's Bryan and Consolidated, and when the two get together, the rankings and records really don't count.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've been telling our kids from, you know, getting ready for this week. It goes back to when I played, you know, 30 years ago. I remember, you know, they were way ranked higher than us. We were underranked, but it was still a 3-point game or a 7-point game. And when you look at our last 2 years, you know, we were higher ranked than them, but they were still close ball games. And so it's always a great rivalry game because you know it's going to be a tough game to where you got to come out and play. And our biggest thing is we got to play our style of football. We got to be focused and do our stuff, and then we're in good shape.
Well, the Bryan Vikings and Coach Rogers are coming off a tight win on the road against Waller. Anytime a team has to grind out a win, their confidence grows, and you know that Bryan will bring their A game when hosting the Tigers tonight.
Well, I know this. It don't matter, you know, like I said, rankings or anything. They're going to be fired up to play us just like we're going to be fired up to play them. And, of course, they're going to be fired up even more because it's at their place and it's a Thursday night. We just got to go do our stuff, and we're going to see what they're going to run at us because I've always said this. You know, Coach Rogers is a mentor to me. He raised me in high school playing for him. And the one thing we're going to be prepared for is every trick. You better be ready, every formation, that type deal, because that's what we used to do when we played good teams. So we've worked hard on that all week to be prepared for it.
Well, you talked a little bit about the familiarity with Coach Rogers' offense and defense, but how does the Vikings' offense scheme compare to that of Ellison, and what concerns you about tonight?
Well, the one thing we worked hard on all week long, you know, they like to run a lot of the power inside draw. They run the F. You know, then they're going to turn around and they're going to come off of it and run the boot skin and things like that, where they're dragging backside receivers, tight ends across the field, trying to get you to run down on the passing game, and then they hit those wide open drags. And so those are the things that we're working on. The other thing we told the kids is it wouldn't surprise me if they come out and milk the clock, take it down, try to keep getting those, you know, third and threes, fourth and ones, getting first downs and using up the clock to keep the ball out of our offense hands. So it's very important for our defense this week to get those three and outs and get the balls back in our hands.
Well, something to take note of, last week in the Bryan game, they held Waller out of the end zone. With offenses moving the ball like that these days, the Bryan Vikings defense has to be a challenge for Consol in some areas.
Well, I think that's the one thing that's been pleasing on them, is their defense has done really well. And the one thing we better be ready for is it wouldn't surprise me to see every type of blitz coming at you. And the one thing we've worked on all this week for it is this. We've worked on the even front. We worked on an odd front. We worked on a stack front. We worked on all different blitzes coming at us, because you never know what they're going to come at you with different formation. And that's what we got to be prepared for in our communication.
On a little personal note, the intangible between you and Coach Rogers is obviously you're fierce competitors, but you're also best of friends. You played for Ross in the late 80s during the resurgence of the football program here at Consolidated. If you had to narrow down what you learned from him that you still make part of your coaching today, what would that be?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be where I'm at in my success without having him as that mentor to me. And, you know, Coach Rogers is like a father figure to me. I love him to death because, you know, even the years that he set out, he used to come to Navasota and meet with me to go over plays and things like that. And that made me feel really good that it was almost kind of like teaching him some stuff too. And, you know, the neatest thing I'll always remember in 2012 when we won a state championship in Navasota, he was the one that hung that medal on my neck, and we got to take pictures, and it's great. But, you know, the one thing that it is, it's tough playing a father, but, you know, it's a game. We want to win this game and do what we got to do, but I show a lot of respect for him, and I wouldn't be where I am today without learning everything through him and that. But what he always told me to have success, you got to have great assistant coaches, and I feel like I've got great assistant coaches. And then you got to come in with that mentality to have your kids play with a lot of class, character, and get out there and participate.
Anyone in Bryan College Station knows about the Crosstown Showdown. Fans know what it means. Coaches know what it means. Kids come, they go through the program, they graduate. You're always rotating kids in and out. What do the kids think about tonight's ball game, and how much of a motivator is that for them?
Well, I can tell you, I've already seen it in our guys', you know, mindset throughout the week. They're excited about it. I've had two or three of them come and say, "Coach, we need to keep playing Bryan for as many years as we can," because he said, I had a couple of them say, "Because if I come back to my 20-year reunion, I want to watch that game, you know, because that's a neat rivalry game." And I hope we're able to keep doing that, because it's always great. And, you know, you have a great fan support there. And just like in our sub-varsity games, we had great crowds and that type deal. And, you know, it just shows that there's a lot of rivalry in it, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Coach, I know over the last couple of years, as we've gotten to know each other and having these pregame talks, I know you always say, "Hey, I'm not worried about the opponent. I'm not worried about next week. It's about our execution. If we execute our game plan, we're going to have success." But after week one, and with that being behind you, what would you like to see improved from week one to week two for the Consol Tigers?
Well, I will always say this. One thing on offense I want to see is our tempo. Pick it up quicker, get up on the ball, do that, and communicate. On defense, what I want to see, a little bit of this, because we're doing some different things in our secondary, is making sure our corners, our safeties are communicating and what coverage we're in and that. And then on the defensive front is wrapping up. Quit doing some arm tackling. We got to get those knees wrapped up and that type deal. But overall than that, I see the improvement. We're already moving forward. And we worked a lot on our up-tempo this week to get a lot fast pace.
We're just minutes away from the Crosstown Showdown. I'll be joined by Mike Wright for the call of tonight's game, starting lineups, and the kickoff is coming up. For Coach Lee Fedora, I'm Mark Green, and you are listening to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.